couple weeks due to the Christmas holiday. Along with Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, we've got a good show on tonight. We'll be talking basketball this evening, both on the men's and women's side. So it should be a fun evening of basketball discussion. And you're just fresh back from a trip out to Hawaii.
Yeah, it was a great way to wrap up the 2019 portion of the schedule, both for the men's and the women's side. On the men's side, beating Central Methodist and Truman State in that last week, and then for the women, getting to go out to Hawaii and a new experience for a lot of players, and building up that camaraderie and spending time on the beaches and enjoying the scenery out there, but also playing some important basketball games too. And you know, you look at that, and they took on the 10th ranked team in the country in Alaska, Anchorage, and really outside of Anchorage's one loss so far this season, that was the toughest game they've had all season. Northwest fell just 56-45, so you know, not in the business of you know, getting some of those moral victories, but that was a really hard fought basketball game, and the Seawolves got all they could handle out of the Bearcats that night. And then Northwest bounced back the very next day against Lindenwood Belleville and came away with a 67-52 win. And during a period of a 15-0 run, I think, for Northwest Missouri State, nine straight of those points came from Kendi Eaton. So the senior there from Mount City really stepped up and played well in that second game. And the Bearcats, you look at that, giving up 56 in game one and 52 in game two against Hawaii. That just goes to show that defense really does travel. And so this team continues to trend in the right direction, wrapping up the 2019 portion of the schedule at 6-5 overall, 1-1 in conference play. So a couple big ones coming up now this weekend as we get right back into conference play.
And I know we'll be talking a little bit later on with Austin Meyer, the head coach of the Bearcat women's basketball team, along with a couple players off his squad, and Kylie Coleman and Ellie Horn, about that trip as well. But it really seems like they were able to accomplish a lot of what they wanted to accomplish when they set out to head to Hawaii last week.
Well, yeah, and you know, it starts with basketball, of course, and Northwest going 1-1 there. But I think what Coach Meyer is also looking for was a chance to break away from Maryville a little bit, get away from your kind of normal road trip routine. And you know, you've got a 9.5-hour flight to and from, going as they went to Chicago and then back through there on their way back to Maryville. But a lot of time on a plane together, a lot of time in a hotel, spending time out sightseeing in Hawaii. And so a good chance to really grow closer and strengthen those ties as this program continues to grow under a young head coach and a young assistant coach. And they've really established themselves with what they've already done in the MIAA. Look what Coach Meyer did as a player and as an assistant coach with Ben McComb on the men's side. And really a chance to come out as we get back into conference play, coming out with you know, Rogers State and Northeastern State this weekend, but then going through the rest of conference play and establishing themselves on the women's basketball side as well. So it was a really good trip to Hawaii. I think the players overall had fun, and I know I really enjoyed getting out there, of course. So. no complaints there.
Weather was nice back here, though, while you were gone. So
you know, I got back in, and it was like 50, 55 degrees or something, so I felt like I got gypped. It should have been about 15 degrees while I was gone. Instead, it was 50, but still, it was fantastic. And
NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on locations is online at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. Information on services or upcoming events is at facebook.com/Oak Point of Maryville.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, 660-241-5013 or on Facebook.
Today's game is supported by State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Rebounds per game as well. So Ryan, night in, night out, continues to bring it. We kind of saw that after his redshirt freshman year that he came in to give Northwest Missouri State some really good minutes, but he's really taken on a really good leadership role for this basketball team. He's a great defender, and so it's been a lot of fun to watch him. I'm really excited to hear you ask him about his new haircut. And he was growing the hair out for a while, and then he decided to shave the sides, so it's a different look, but it's a good look, so I'm excited to hear about that.
Yeah, that will be a lot of fun coming up a little bit later. And, of course, the men's team with a couple wins before Christmas with Central Methodist. Then I think a very strong non-conference win against a Truman State team that already knocked off a couple of NIAA teams in Washburn.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at heinleinhomefurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from United Electric Cooperative, who is committed to serving Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa residents with reliable and affordable power. For all electrical services, UECI.coop.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131 or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at MazingoLake.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on locations is online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet for Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler are proud supporters of Bearcat Athletics and the quality culture that is Northwest Missouri State University. More information on the Compass Dental Group is online at compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
West Missouri State women's Bearcat basketball took down Lindenwood Belleville as they wrapped up their Hawaii trip. Also took on number 10 Alaska Anchorage back on December 19th. Only lost by 11 points. But now shifting gears, getting into MIAA play with games against Northeastern State coming up Saturday at home, and then Rogers State on Monday at home as well. And we're joined by a pair of Bearcat juniors. We have Ellie Horn and Kylie Coleman. Ladies, we appreciate you coming on and chatting with us. And it's a little bit different. We're talking with John a little bit. You go to that Hawaii climate, you're able to enjoy it, kind of kick back a little bit. Then you come in and back into Maryville, and you're back into the frozen tundra that is the Midwest.
Yeah.
I assume, though, you're both from Iowa.
Yeah.
Right now, this is easy, right? It's been in the 40s. I mean, it's...
I was going to say Christmas, it was like 61 degrees. So.
Yeah, this is shorts weather, right? What was the Hawaii trip like overall? Thinking basketball and the business side of it first, but to go on and play a couple of good basketball teams. You guys play Alaska Anchorage and really take them down to the wire, and they get a couple baskets late, hit some free throws late to pull away in that one. But what did you take away from that first basketball game overall against Anchorage?
I think it gave us a ton of confidence because they're the 10-3 team in the country, and we know they've only lost like a handful of games over the past 6 years. So to be able to keep them that close until the fourth quarter, I think, was huge for us, and it just gave us a lot of confidence.
Well, Kylie, your third year in the program, too, and a lean year to start things out, but now slowly building things up under Coach Meyer in the second season. How does that mentality change from – it's a tough MIAA schedule every year. You're playing top-ranked teams every year. To go into a game like Anchorage, does the mentality feel a little bit different now in your junior season than it might have when you're a freshman?
Yeah, freshman year, I think I was, like, scared just because college is so much different, and just playing teams that are 10th in the nation, like, that's crazy because in high school the competition is just so different than it is now. But I think being a junior now and Meyer in this second year, I think things are starting to fall together, and it's like, I don't know, I think we're gelling a lot more and it's getting great.
And Elliot's your first year in the Bearcat program, but I assume going in there weren't any butterflies of playing the 10th ranked team in the nation. It's kind of, hey, we have a chance to do something pretty cool, let's go out and get it done.
Yeah, we had a really long plane ride there, so we had a lot of time to focus and really prepare for that game.
Overall, the Hawaii trip, I know Coach had talked about the camaraderie and a chance to kind of get away from basketball and bond in different ways other than just getting on the court. Did you feel like the team came closer during this trip overall?
Definitely, yeah. It was really good to be able to spend quality one-on-one time with each of my teammates and get to know them better because, like you said, it's my first year here, so...
And Kylie, what was it like for you as you're away for that long with players that you've known for quite a while, especially as a junior with some of these players that you came in as a freshman with, but did you find yourself learning a little bit more about your teammates and having some experiences you didn't expect to get out of college basketball?
Yeah, I mean, I never pictured going to Hawaii and hanging out with my teammates, and I think the girls that have been here since I've been here, I mean, we grew closer over this trip just because we'd never been in that type of setting before. And then with all the newcomers and Ellie and the freshmen, I think it just helped us a lot because we had a lot of free time where the team was just together. So that was huge.
The basketball's great. That's very important. But putting that aside, what were the highlights of the trip away from the basketball court?
I've never been to the beach before, so that was pretty
cool.
Any
beach?
I've been in El Salvador, but it's a rock beach, so it's really
okay.
Different. Yeah.
A little more relaxing, able to just kind of kick your shoes off and enjoy this one in Hawaii.
Yeah, for sure.
What are you, Kylie?
Well, it was Jalen's first flying experience ever, so that was pretty cool to experience with her.
Was she sweating during the takeoff?
I wasn't with her. I know Mia was, but I heard she was pretty nervous in the second flight when the turbulence got a little iffy.
It's a little bit scary as you get out there and you're out there for, I don't know, 2-4 hours, and you look out and you're like, wow, we're still over just water. It's,
yeah.
It's a little bit freaky. So... where on the trip do you rank the luau and the chance to get to see a die break out the flip?
That's probably the greatest experience of my life. That was pretty amazing.
And the funny part is, too, that he and Coach Meyer have been friends for so long.
Yeah.
And Meyer didn't even know he had it in him. I mean, it was impressive.
Meyer's reaction to that was awesome. He didn't know what to do.
And if anybody had missed it, you got to look up that video on Twitter. I think, did Mia put it out, maybe?
Yeah, Mia Stone.
It was impressive to see that, but then the reaction from everybody else at the same time. Did you guys come away with some hula skills?
I sure didn't.
No?
No. I don't think we went up on stage, did we?
No, Ellie and I stayed back. We watched.
Yeah.
I don't blame you there. Stay out of the spotlight. That's probably best on that end. The team bonding, there's a lot going on. I feel like the singing could use some improvement from the basketball team overall. Don't you guys think?
I personally think it was really good.
Yeah?
I don't think the parents thought that, but the girls should be. Yeah.
The back half of the bus enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So as we're going, and for those, of course, that weren't actually on the bus, but our tour guide basically at the luau kind of went through and taught everybody this particular song that the team sang back at the loudest possible level, like 12 times over. And Kylie, were you the one egging that on to continue to sing the song?
Chase and I did a couple of times, yeah.
Well, you want to go ahead and let us know what the lyrics were now or belt it out for us on the air?
I think Ellie wants to.
Nah.
We'll save that one for after a win sometime.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get that one coming back around on Saturday. We're talking with Ellie Horn and Kylie Coleman of Northwest Missouri State Women's Basketball, getting ready to dive back into MIAA play this weekend against Northeastern State and Rogers State. When you look at the games you've already played against Lincoln and Central Missouri and a chance to go on the road, how big is this to be able to come back in and play at Bearcat Arena with some big conference games?
I always enjoy playing at home. I feel like there's a different energy in Bearcat, and so I'm excited to get back to that. I mean, I love playing on the road too, but can't beat playing at home.
Kylie, what's it like for you?
I'm super excited to be back at Bearcat. Even though fans won't necessarily be here, I know parents and like community support will be awesome. And to be able to start out conference play with, I know one team we haven't played yet, will be pretty interesting to see how that goes. And I'm excited because I think we can get some big wins.
Is that a little bit different when you look at the schedule? Come in with Rogers State and Newman and a chance to come in and kind of establish yourself against a team like that. Is that exciting to go in and see a team like that come into Bearcat Arena?
Yeah, I mean, we've never played them before, so we don't know what to expect. But I think any team like that, you have to go in just with the highest amount of confidence, just knowing that, like, it's their first time seeing you as well.
What do you tell newcomers to the team, freshmen, players like Ellie transferring into the program about what the MIAA is like and what that grind is like throughout January, February?
It's hard to compare to really anything because every time you go into a game, whether it's versus the best team or the worst team, I just think you have to be prepared at the highest level every single game.
Ellie, what have you heard about the MIAA coming in? And as you kind of looked at Northwest Missouri State and kind of looked them up and down and saw how they play, how do you kind of handle the first conference season?
Yeah, well, right off the bat, I heard that the MIAA is a competitive conference, and so that was really appealing to me because I like to, like, get in there and get after it, and so, yeah, I've been liking it so far.
The Bearcats are 6-5 on the season, 1-1 in conference play already with a win over Lincoln, a loss to Central Missouri on the road. This is a team with a lot of potential, a chance to get back into to play in March and get into the MIAA tournament. What would that mean for both of you as juniors? And still plenty of room to grow as seniors, but get off to a hot start against Northeastern State and Rogers State and build yourself up to where you do get back into playing basketball in March.
I'm just excited because I think we'll get there. And we already have 6 wins. Last year we had 8 total. We have 6 going into the break, so I think that's huge. And then I've never been to the MIAA tournament, but I don't think we've been there in numerous years. So I think just getting there in general will be a huge step in the right direction for us.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from United Services, offering residents throughout Northwest Missouri amenities including high-speed internet, television, and phone services. For more information on products and availability, unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MarryvilleSmiles.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Make sure you're working out a little bit. What do you guys do whenever you're away from a team like that?
Joe Quinlan actually sent out a group me a couple of different workouts that we could do, and just holding each other accountable and making sure that those get done. They're in-home workouts, so it's not like you have to find a gym or you have to find a weight room. It's just like he gives us stuff where we know that we can do it and everybody can do it on their own time.
And we just wrapped up the decade of the 2010s and the teens, and we're going on to the 20s now. Look, pop quiz for you. 2010, 10 years ago. Do you guys remember what the top song was in 2010?
No, absolutely not.
Any idea? Were you guys 10 years old, 11?
12.
12? That's a long time ago. It was a Kesha song, actually. So it's probably still one you guys still listen to on your iPods, right?
Oh.
Like anybody actually listens to iPods still.
Right, right.
You guys know what the top movie was in 2010?
No. Couldn't tell you.
Toy Story 3.
Oh.
It's hard to believe that those movies are that old. But
yeah.
It's all downhill from here, guys. I'm just kidding. Hey, we appreciate you coming on. It was a great trip through to Hawaii, going 1-1, playing well with Alaska Anchorage, knocking off Lindenwood Belleville. So good luck now as we move into conference play with Northeastern State this Saturday.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Ellie Horn and Kylie Coleman joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll be joined by head coach Austin Meyer from Carson Sports Grill.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the surrounding area. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information is available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on locations is online at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back into the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Northwest Missouri State basketball getting back in action this coming up Saturday against Northeastern State, back in MIAA play. Northwest Missouri State women 6-5 overall, 1-1 in conference play. We have head coach Austin Meyer joining us now. And coach, nice to get away, get a quick breather from the team and get back in, or you kind of been itching to get back on the court?
Yeah, we've been ready to get back. I mean, part of it is you're home and you're eating and not working.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on locations is online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
And offered to help out with the trip. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been able to take it. So appreciative of everybody that helped with the trip. But just a chance to get our team out on a trip, bonding, becoming even closer. Didn't think we were going to play one of the best teams in the country over the last 10 years. But it worked out, and it was a really good game for us. And we were able to have a couple days after we got done playing just to kind of hang out. And other than the 14 hours on the plane, it was a pretty fun trip.
Did you go out there when you were with coaching on the men's basketball team already?
Yep.
And did you go out as a player at all, or just
once as a player? Yep. So it was my third time.
So you're kind of just a tour guide at this point. You know right where to go at everything.
Not really. Pretty much, I just kind of follow everybody else.
How's that responsibility change from going out, especially the playing side, where you're, hey, I'm going to play some basketball and enjoy myself. A little more responsibility this time around.
Yeah, definitely, because you're scouting. I mean, the good thing was with the 7.5-hour flight, you had enough time to watch additional film. But, yeah, you're planning and scheduling where are we going next, food, shoot around, practice time. So it's not – I wouldn't call it a vacation, but I'm definitely not complaining.
We talk a lot with the players about getting away and learning more about each other and how important that is. Is it the same thing with the coaches, learning more about your players, but you're learning more about Adai and Macy and Lindsay and just the entire coaching staff?
Yeah, I think we bonded. We got closer as a staff. And then I think, you know, having player families out there, having our families as well, it just was a good time to get everybody out there and interacting. And, you know, the games were fun too because, you know, you had people that were – really into the game. There wasn't a ton of people in the crowd, but the people that were there were really into the game, and it made for a fun atmosphere.
Well, that was one of the most impressive things about it too, and it's difficult for a lot of folks that are Northwest fans and Maryville people to get out to that, but the ones that did go, there was a good contingent. They were loud, they were into it, and they did create an atmosphere. Despite if they hadn't gone, it could have been pretty dead in that gym, but it really helped out.
Yeah, definitely, because it was loud in there, and you know, the Anchorage game was a, you know, it was a high-level game. You know, they're, like we said, they were one of the best teams in the country over the last 10 years. They pressed a different style, and I thought we did a good job handling it. And you know, we were in the game late in the fourth quarter and just didn't make enough plays to win.
It's a tough one, and you don't want to come away and have any moral victories. But after everybody clears out, and it's just myself and Luke Sanders, the GA, for sports information, they're kind of tearing down. And the coach for Alaska Anchorage comes over, and like you said, one of the best teams in the last 10 years in women's basketball, came over and complimented the program and yourself and spoke really highly about Northwest Missouri State. That is to feel good coming away, that not only were, you know, you guys in Northwest Missouri State coming away saying, well, you played pretty well against a really good team, but you really caught the eye of one of the best coaches in the country too.
Yeah, and yeah, we don't – yeah, we want to win. I mean, that's the main goal. But to – and we've talked about with our team where this program was, you know, 3 years ago, 5-25, lost an all-conference player, 20-10 rebounds to graduation. You know, I think there was, you know, 7-10 games where they lost by 25 or 30 points. And to be where we're at right now, we still got a long ways to go to get to where we want to be. But where our program's at, I feel like we've made huge strides. And that's two reasons. You know, number one, the kids that even were in the program, Kylie's, Jalen's, Mia's, those kids have all gotten better. They've improved every year. They put the time in, and then you look at the kids we brought in too. Just high-level kids that continue to work. You know, Coach Houston, the job he does with our kids, individual player development, the amount of hours they spend in the gym. So there's just a lot of things that go into it. And like I said, we got a long ways to go to get to where we want the program, but I'm very confident with who we have in our program that we're going in the right direction.
Does it kick up to a different gear now that you go into MIAA play?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we have – you know, it's one game at a time. We play three games in 6 days. So, and, you know, we talked about it the other day at halftime of the guys' game that, you know, you want to get back in shape after taking, you know, 7, 8, 9 days off, but you also got to be fresh going into games. So I think we've had some good practices. We went a little bit lighter today, but, yeah, we know. I mean, everybody knows how tough our league is. Night in and night out, there's really no easy game.
There's some importance going into that Lincoln game, that first conference game. It was on the road. Is there a little bit of the same feel with Northeastern State, your first conference home game of the year?
Yeah, definitely. We want to play well at home. I think our kids are
EIC. Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. Information on services or upcoming events is at facebook.com/Oak Point of Maryville.
15th in the country right now, which is a good thing. You know, we've struggled all year to score. I think Mallory McConkey coming back, she played a couple games in Hawaii, but it's going to take her a little time to get rhythm. So having her back these last few practices and going into the game, I think it's going to be big for us. Just somebody that can get to the basket, put pressure on defenses, get to the foul line. You know, we talked about we're a really good free throw shooting team. We were number one in the country last year. We just didn't get there that much. So we want to be able to get to the line a little bit more, and hopefully we'll continue to improve and start clicking. And then, you know, if our defense can keep getting better, we got a chance to be pretty good.
We have Northwest Missouri State head women's basketball coach Austin Meyer with us here on the KXEV Bearcat Coaches Show. When you look at, the players we have in tonight, Ellie Horn and Kylie Coleman, how big of an addition is it to have Ellie out there, a 6'3" junior from Newton, Iowa, transferring in from Des Moines Area Community College?
Yeah, it's been big, you know, with her and Peyton, Jaina, you know, 3 6-foot-plus kids. We didn't have any last year, really. So just a presence inside, you know, and Ellie's done a great job. She's one that, comes in all the time, wants to get in the gym, gets in with Houston, always, you know, she'll pop into the office. And, you know, as a coach, a lot of times when kids just show up, sometimes it's like, uh-oh, did something happen? But she's just, what do I need to do here? What do I need to do here? What'd you think about this at practice? So just somebody that wants to keep getting better. So she's been great, great attitude, 4.0 kid. So, yeah, it's been nice having her and Peyton as well. Peyton's one that she's been dealing with an injury all year. She's going to have surgery after the season, so she can't condition really at the level that she needs to. But she's tough, and she's playing through things, and you know, she's only going to get better. So, yeah, that size definitely makes a difference.
And then we've seen the growth of Kylie Coleman since she got in as a freshman from Waukee and continues to get better. And we talked with her a moment ago about hampered by an injury at the start of last season, but able to really hit the ground running this year.
Yeah, you know, that was tough for us last year because, you know, she was playing at a high level before she got hurt, you know, and kind of how she plays. She was diving for a loose ball in practice, and somebody fell on her, and she was out for a while. But, you know, finished the season very strong, was 45% from three. Shoots at a really high level. You know, we yell at her a lot to shoot it because sometimes she'll pass it up when we don't want her passing it up. And you know, she works, and she's only going to get better. You know, I think sometimes people maybe label her as just a shooter, but she, you know, when she's locked into games, you know, she's defending, she's getting in there, sticking her nose in, getting rebounds, diving on the floor. So yeah, she's just a really good player that's just going to continue to improve.
We're wrapping up, of course, now into 2020, the previous decade, the 2010s and the teens. And you look back 10 years ago, you're on the bench with Ben McComb, his first season as the head coach at Northwest Missouri State. What was that like 10 years ago?
Not much fun. not because it was working for him, but we weren't very good. I mean we were working, and we were all confident that the program was going to get to a high level. But I mean, he'd be the first to tell you. You know, those first 2 years were rough. You know, I think 10 and 15 or 10 and 17, 12 and 15, something like that. And but it was just continue to work, continue to recruit, continue to believe, and stay together. And obviously you see where it's at now. So, you know, that's the vision we have for our women's program. There's no doubt that we're going to get it to a high level. And, you know, when we won Cut Nets Down and won championships, and you know, 2017, I just, you know, afterwards just going, man, this was pretty fun. And then you look back to kind of where it started, and it just made it that much more fulfilling.
Having to go through those 2 years and of just some difficult times, did that make you that much more of a basketball coach instead of if you'd have come out and, you know, been 15 and 12 or won 19 games the first couple of years?
Yeah, I think so, because you gotta handle adversity, and anybody in it knows. You know, losing's not fun. You know, you hate losing more than you really enjoy winning. But it makes you appreciate it. You know, I think you get to a point, too, where, you know, we did it the last couple of years where you try to still make sure you enjoy winning, you know, because, you know, we won at such a high level, and these guys last again, you know, where you want to enjoy it. So we make sure we enjoy wins. You know, we've had some fun locker rooms, especially early, and hopefully we'll have quite a few more as we move forward.
Is there anything you can look back on in the last 10 years, just a young guy breaking into the profession, where you can say, my coaching philosophy or coaching viewpoint has changed dramatically on one aspect or another, just being in the profession?
I don't know. I think you're just constantly evolving. I think, you know, for me personally, you know, working for Coach Tapmeyer and then working for Coach Mack, and obviously Coach Mack worked for Coach Tapmeyer as well, but also working for David Moe, who's a big-time offensive guy. Coach Tapp, you always had that discipline, toughness. But then with Mac, it was learning from him how he would take little pieces from each of those coaches but didn't try to be either one of them. He was his own self, and obviously learned so much from him with the, you know, 20 hours a day he'd be in the office watching film. And so it was nice for me because he sat in there all day for 10, 12 hours, whatever, watch film, and I just got to figure out what he finally decided when we got to practice, and he coached it. So I just had to pay attention during the 2 hours of practice. So, but it was fun, and we do a lot of the things the same as they do, but we also do some things different as well. But defensively, I think, you know, we try to, you know, we're all man. We don't press. We just try to keep it simple. And, you know, I think when you go, you know, I remember after we won it in 17, people were, you know, shooting emails and, can we come watch a practice? What do you guys do? And, you know, Mac will even tell you, like, it's not right. It's just the same fundamental things every day. And try to do it with energy, try to do it hard, and just get better at those simple things. And then I think, at the end of the day, from a recruiting standpoint, you know, that you got to have you know, good kids in your program that want to get better. And you know, I think, you know, our kids have been in the gym. We've talked about it at a very high level.
Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, 660-241-5013 or on Facebook.
Today's game is supported by State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
All right, thanks, Matt. Northwest Missouri State head coach Austin Meyer, as the basketball team will be taking on Northeastern State on a Saturday, January 4th at home. That'll be a 1:30 tip-off here from Bearcat Arena. We'll take a timeout and be joined by the Bearcat head men's basketball team. That's coming up on the Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at heinleinhomefurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from United Electric Cooperative, who is committed to serving Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa residents with reliable and affordable power. For all electrical services, UECI.coop.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131 or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville and joined now by a player off the men's side of the basketball team, Ryan Hawkins. And Hawk, good to have you with us on show here tonight.
Thanks for having me, John.
And I guess the first thing we have to talk about is your new hairstyle you're sporting. I know fans had a chance to really see that here the last couple of games, and just kind of talk a little bit about how this all came about.
I lost a bet with Diego Bernard. Pretty self-explanatory. In that.
I was going to say, it does look a lot like Diego's hairstyle here.
And then I had my wonderful barber, Coach McCollum, cut my hair one day after practice.
So, Coach planning on a second career here, you think?
You know, he actually did a pretty good job with it. Don't really have too many complaints about it. Just took him a little bit. But.
What's been the reaction to your new look? And why would that be?
I don't know. Nobody's really given me the support that I thought I'd get with it, but oh well.
How long did it take for you to grow it where it could be cut such as this?
I don't think I've had a haircut in a little over 2 months, which is very unusual for me, but oh well.
Well, it seems to be working for you on the court anyway. You've been playing pretty well.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the hair, but.
How long will we see this look out of you?
Not much longer.
Is there a certain time frame out with this bet?
Monday.
Monday, okay. Yeah. So the folks that come out Saturday to watch the matchup with Northeastern State will be the last chance we'll get a chance to see this.
Yep, unless you're unfortunate enough that you have to see me on Sunday, but yeah.
All right, well, let's just talk a little bit about the year you're having. Off to a great start, a couple of 40-point performances, and then just game in, game out. It really looks like you're doing the things that you really need to do to help this team win.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun this year. A little more comfortable this year, and we've got pretty much the same team back, got a few new faces, but just being comfortable around the guys. And I mean, we just flow together so well. It's a lot of fun.
Has your role changed any this year compared to what it was the last two seasons?
Not really, no. I mean, still got the guards getting the ball, and we got Wealthy spotted up in the corner, and then we got Cheeto being big down low. Same.
And really, when I'm watching your performance, it seems like the thing that makes it tough for teams to kind of prepare for you is you can hit them from outside, and then if they kind of try to take away your outside game, you can go inside and do things just as well. So that really seems to be a matchup problem other teams have had to deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, we're just the five of us that we can put out on the court, different lineups. It's always going to be a mismatch. And I mean, sometimes it's me, sometimes it's other guys.
And the key, and of course, the guards seem to do such a good job with this, is finding out who's got the hot hand every night.
Yeah, no kidding. And we got quite a few guys that have that hot hand.
How much fun is that when you go out and know that there's a pretty good chance that somebody's going to have the hot hand each night, and that just to determine who it is, and maybe some games like last night, we had five guys in double figures. How much fun is it to be out there when you got everybody pulling like that?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It just makes it together, and when you're hitting shots, it's a lot of fun.
One thing that has been a steady, though, even when the shots don't fall, is you guys still play pretty good defense, and still kind of that's kind of the core of this team, that what you guys do on the defensive end, too.
Yeah, that part's not always as fun as, you know, good offense. But
a little more work, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the defense makes the offense work, and, I mean, you got to love to play defense some, too, so it's good for us. And, I mean, I think we have a lot of length that gives teams some trouble, and, I mean, we're pretty quick, too, at the guard position, so it's going to be hard to score on us sometimes.
Yeah, that's one of the things that when you look at for your game, too, doing such a good job on the boards as well as steals, among the leaders in the MIAA in those categories, as well as what you're doing offensively, shooting the ball. And how much pride do you take in what you're doing on the boards and picking up steals and things as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's just being in your gaps on defense. It lets you get some steals, long arms help with that some, too. But, I mean, it's all five guys on defense. That's what makes it easier, and then just getting a body on somebody on the boards. And we've got, I think Tyler had nine the other night. Like, we've got five guys on the court that can go get the ball, too, so that's awesome.
You know, you talked about Tyler Doherty. He's kind of becoming an offensive threat this year, too. He's knocked down a few threes, and really looks good on the offensive side.
Yeah, he had one the other night that didn't count, but, yeah, he can shoot the ball. He's a threat offensively, that's for sure, as well as his great defense.
I imagine that just adds, again, to the dilemma that coaching staffs have in trying to prepare for Northwest, when you see somebody like Tyler pick up things offensively as well as what he's been doing defensively, to where just another threat out there.
Yeah, no kid. Cheeto's got a pure jump shot.
You're looking over at him right now. So you're going to see those threes that fly from that spot with him, you think?
Yeah, I think he should take a few more. I mean, he's open quite a bit. He just doesn't always pull it.
All right. Well, you got a pretty good group with you here tonight, brought in the rest of the team this evening.
Yeah, team dinner. Not much to do in Maryville over Christmas break, but we make the most of it.
You guys seem to have a lot of fun together.
We really do, and it's a smaller team, but, I mean, we got a great relationship with everybody, and it just makes it even better.
Yeah, and as you look ahead, the bulk of the conference season's coming up, a couple home games this weekend, and you've had some time to be in front of the Bearcat Arena fans here the last couple weeks with some non-conference games. And I tell you, one thing that's impressed me is the support of the crowd, with the students being gone over break time, but even yesterday's game. Boy, quite a great crowd for that matchup yesterday on New Year's Day. I imagine that really has something that you guys can play off of when you see that type of support.
Yeah, yesterday's crowd was pretty unreal for a New Year's Day game.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300.
Atmosphere as well. And when you go on the road, if you're playing in front of packed houses, that's a lot of fun for you guys too, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, I think it definitely gives you a little bit more energy. And, I mean, playing in front of your home crowd is obviously a lot of fun, but I think it's good for other teams too when they come in. Just thankful that it's a home crowd for us, and they have to deal with that too. But I think it's a good advantage for us.
What do you guys do over break? I know you hang out together quite a bit. What do you guys do to relax and have fun when you're together and the rest of the student population is gone?
We're a big catchphrase team. A few of us went and saw Jumanji the other night. Pretty good movie. We play poker a little bit. We just
so is that why you've got the haircut right now?
It wasn't poker. But I mean, we really just hang out. A couple of us watched season 2 of You on Netflix the other day. It's a pretty good show too.
All right. Well, and on top of that, try to stay in shape and get ready for the bulk of the season coming up here, starting on Saturday.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Ryan, thanks a lot for being with us, and it's been fun watching so far this year, and good luck the rest of the week.
Thanks, John.
Okay, that is Ryan Hawkins from the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team. We'll come back and talk with the head coach of the Bearcats on the men's side, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout from Carson's in downtown Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at MazingoLake.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on locations is online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And we're joined now by the head coach and barber of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, sounds like you've got a second career ready to roll here.
I do. Yep. I think Hawk's hair looks fantastic. I actually, our athletic director, Andy Peterson, I cut his hair when he was a graduate assistant, saved money, and then he went and got himself engaged and had a wedding coming up, and he only wanted me to cut his hair before his wedding. So I think it was about a week before his wedding, I cut his hair. It took me about an hour and a half. I was so nervous. Hawks, I wasn't exactly nervous for it. It just took me a while, though.
Well, I guess if this whole coaching thing doesn't work out for you, you've got another career to kind of back up with things there.
Yeah, no, it'd be great. I don't think I'd make a lot of money, but it'd be fun.
Well, you might have to speed up the process just a little bit. It's all volume there, isn't it?
Slightly.
Well, you know, talking earlier, Matt was with Austin Meyer about the past decade and some of the changes Austin's had. This is kind of a good time to maybe look back at the past 10 years, and as you see your program grow, what do you think of when you look at these past 10 years for you?
That would be 2010. That was probably a really bad year, wasn't it? When was my first year? 2009?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
2009, 2010, 2010, 2011, 11, 12, won the league. Is, you know, like we've said a lot, is try to get as many good people as we possibly can. The other interesting part that I've started to notice is we do take a lot of kids that have a very strong belief in themselves, and a lot of times kids that other people didn't necessarily believe in. You know, for instance, just even though one of the first guards that we had, Deshaun Cooper, the first recruit that I ever had, I guess, was Deshaun, and no one wanted him, literally. But he believed in himself, and he helped get our program off the ground and get it to where it is now with a lot of kids like him. And then, you know, after that, sustaining success has actually been more difficult than starting out, I guess than the original, hey, go from 10 and 16 to whatever we were, 22 and 9, the following season. So the sustainment and being able to continue to compete at a high level when you've won a lot, and then also when you're taking other people's best shots, is very impressive to me.
Yeah, and again, that, I think that's the thing you just mentioned there at the end about taking everybody's best shots. You you can't afford to take a night off because the team's coming in. They're geared up. This really can, a lot of these teams, it makes their season if they pick up a win against Northwest.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it is. That's what we signed up for, and it makes us better because we're facing everybody's best shot. We're facing their best scheme. You know, it's interesting, and I told our guys this the other day, if you there's a way to, on our synergy, our editing stuff, if you look at shot charts of teams the day they play us, it's they take horrible shots every other game, and then all of a sudden they play us, and all of a sudden they're taking the shots that you're supposed to take. It's like the shot. I'd have to show you sometime to help you understand. But that's just what you face, and that's okay. We like that. We like to take everybody's best shot. It makes us better, and we like to have to be ready every game.
Talked a little bit about this with you last night on the postgame show, but just the crowds that you've had at Bearcat Arena during the last couple weeks. I always draw well, but I think it's impressive with the students being gone, and you've had some non-conference games in the interim here, and boy, the crowd support you've had has just been phenomenal, even yesterday afternoon against Simpson.
Yeah, especially last night, that was really neat. We showed up, and I walked into the gym, and I'm like, wow, there's a good-sized crowd. I think the guys that we have in our program have earned that a little bit to where, they're easy to cheer for. They're really good kids. They're a good part. They're a good part of our community. They interact with the community, and then they can play. And so it's a fun group to watch. They're unselfish. They always compete. All the things that you want from a college athlete, that's who they are. And so for fans to come out and support that, in my opinion, I think our kids deserve it, and I think it's a great show for everybody to come and watch, and it's what college athletics is about. They are the epitome of college athletics, those kids, and obviously it's fun to have a crowd, and it's fun to have their energy.
And I think the fans can see the type of camaraderie that they have together too. It plays out on the floor as well, but you look here tonight, you got the entire team here tonight and kind of supporting Hawk just a little bit here, and it seemed like they just enjoy being together so much during the off time, such as a break that you've gone through here.
Yeah, they enjoy being together. I'd be lying if I said they're here to support Hawk. They're here because they get a free meal, so I mean, that's probably why I'm here too, John. So, and I get to talk to you, I guess.
I would think that'd be the number one reason, but
that's there. Yeah. I can talk to you at my office, though.
Yeah, so. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, no, they're fun. I mean, they're just fun kids. Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure they enjoy spending time with each other. I'm sure sometimes they probably like a break from each other, but they don't get one right now. So that's who they have, and they'll hopefully enjoy their time together.
All right, you got a couple more home games coming up as you get back into the conference season on Saturday as well as then Monday. Northeastern State coming in on Saturday, a new team of the conference, Rogers State, on Monday. Let's kind of talk about this weekend. And first of all, Northeastern State.
They're kind of a bully team is what I call them. They're real physical. They're going to drive right at you pretty consistently, get after O-boards. They'll play hard, physical, tough. It's just one of those games that you're going to have to make sure that you're at your best, and then Rogers State's very similar. The difference is Rogers State will play a little slower pace. Northeastern's going to get up and down and really drive it at you. The difference is, Rogers will be more half-court oriented and more physical. But they're combined, 20-4, something like that. So Rogers has one loss and the other one has three. So it'll be a tough Saturday, Monday.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us. Let you get back to your meal there.
Hey, thanks a lot, John.
All right. Ben McCollum with us, head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team. And getting a good round of applause by his coaches, by his players. Probably a wise move on their part. We'll be back to have more right after this from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet for Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Baumley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Baumley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs since 1983. More at BaumleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler are proud supporters of Bearcat Athletics and the quality culture that is Northwest Missouri State University. More information on the Compass Dental Group is online at compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXC VKRW Bearcat Coaches Show again, broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We'll wrap up the first show of 2020. Matt Trenton rejoining me. And Matt, as we talked about with the coaches and players, big weekend coming up. A couple of Oklahoma teams making their way to Maryville. First, Northeastern State on Saturday afternoon, and then Rogers State next Monday.
Yeah, Saturday, Monday. Two games in 3 days there at home, Bearcat Arena. So hopefully a lot of folks will come out to check these out, and a chance for both Northwest teams to pick up a couple MIAA wins.
As far as the Saturday games, 1:30 and 3:30, we'll be on there at 1 o'clock with our pregame activities for the women and follow that right into the men's game. Then on Monday, 5:30 and 7:30 start times for those matchups. So basketball really in full force now as you look at the MIAA schedule heating up again after the Christmas and New Year's holiday. They really get rolling in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, a lot of games between January 4th and February 27th. That's when we wrap up the regular season here for Northwest Missouri State. So, like you mentioned, a whole lot of games coming up. Hopefully a lot of folks take advantage, come out, check them out at Bearcat Arena. You're talking with Coach about a really good crowd, but whenever Northwest played Simpson at home on New Year's Day. So if that's kind of foreshadowing to what we have coming up throughout the conference season, it should make for really good atmospheres. And that's something we've seen over the past few years, not only during the region games, but some meaningful MIAA home games the last few years. So hopefully that's something that continues.
All right, sounds good. That'll wrap up the show for tonight from Carson Sports Grill again in downtown Maryville. Don't forget Bearcat basketball coming up Saturday and Monday from Bearcat Arena. My thanks to the coaches and players involved. Also, Logan Weber helping out behind the scenes. And for Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson's.